Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
We're back. Now what? Do we, as we now open our church buildings, do we retreat into them? Do we shun others from them? Do we retreat into the words and the songs that we sing in our church buildings? Do we stop this online service and carry on as we did before? Well, spoiler alert, the simple answer to that is no. But why? Why is the answer no? And what is the answer to we're back, now what? Well, let me start by reminding you of what Jesus says in the biography that we call John in this book. In the Gospel of John, Jesus says this. He says, "You are my friends." We heard that earlier on in that song, didn't we? "If you do what I command, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command," he says. "Love each other." Jesus Christ, the uniter of people into his kingdom, says that we are to love each other. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment from the creator of the universe. He says, love one another. He says, you're my friends and you will bear fruit. You will bear fruit, and you will bear fruit by loving one another. Do you know, if you simply take that and pass every decision that you ever make through the filter of loving one another, then you will be truly a great apprentice to Jesus, a disciple, if you will. The issue is, of course, that in our human selves, we can't do that. Or at least, I can't. Despite my love for you, despite my greatest desire to love one another, as Jesus told us to do, I can't do it in myself. Eventually, someone winds me up and I say or do something that is not loving. So if the answer to we're back, now what, is to try really, really hard to love one another, which is what Jesus seems to be saying in that Gospel of John, that biography written by John, then as a church, we're doomed, aren't we? Well, we're doomed if you guys are anything like me, that is. So perhaps the answer to we're back, now what, is to stay at home. Of course it's not. Of course that's not the answer. Jesus doesn't leave us wanting when we have questions to answer. So what is the answer then? Well, let me explain by using a technique I like to call salad theology. Don't panic. This is not for the academics. No, salad theology is not for the academics. It's for the everyday, ordinary person. It's a technique used for many years that breaks apart the parts of this book we call the Bible and makes it understandable for the everyday person like you and I, such that even I can see what God is teaching in this book. You know, in this book is a letter called Hebrews. It's a letter written to a church like many churches, a church perhaps like our church. The writer of the letter of Hebrews takes the idea of salad theology and uses it to explain how we as a church might move forward. Our salad theology starts with, "Let us draw near." I know. I know it's very sad and it's a pun, but I guarantee that you won't forget "Let us draw near." Let me read from that letter. "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from the guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us draw near to God." You see, as we move forward as a church, we move forward by first drawing near to our God, our Creator. You see, we can approach God because of what Jesus did on the cross. It doesn't matter what our past is, Jesus has put that right on the cross. You can't say to me, "Oh, but Max, you don't know what my past is like." Jesus wouldn't be interested in me, because Jesus died on the cross such that you and I can turn to Him, can turn away from those mistakes, to repent from those mistakes, and turn to Him and draw near to God. None of us is without selfishness. None of us is without sin. But none of us are beyond the love of Jesus. It's about drawing near to God on a conscious, everyday way. To turn to Him and say, "Thank you, God, for Jesus. Now lead me, Spirit, during this day." I, for example, when I first wake up in the morning, walk around the house praying, just simply as I make my tea and coffee in the morning, just saying, "God, thank you. Now guide me today." Of course, things can go wrong in our lives, can't they? And they often do. And it's tempting sometimes to think that God has abandoned us. Who hasn't, over the last 6 months, at least thought that once? But the Hebrews letter writer has more salad for us on that front. Hope. More lettuce theology. You see, the Hebrews salad writer says this. He says, "Let us hold on to hope. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for He who promised is faithful." Let us not fall for the lies that say Jesus is not with you. Let us hold on to Him. We turn to God and we hold on to hope that we have in Jesus. It may feel like at times we've been abandoned, especially at times like we've had recently, but that is not the truth. And actually, He's with us in our church buildings. He's with us in our gardens. He's with us in our homes and as we travel to and from work. And we hold on to that hope. Elsewhere in this book, there is the story of the prodigal son, which you may have heard of before. It's a story that says no matter what has happened to you in the past, Jesus is looking for you now. It doesn't matter if what has happened to you was your fault, like it was in the story of the prodigal son, or if it just happened to you and somehow you walked away from God. Maybe it was COVID, maybe it was something else, and you've turned away from God. But Jesus says the hope is still there. You can turn back to God because the hope is still there. And as we move forward as a church, we do so by first drawing to God and holding on to hope in Jesus, even amongst the most difficult of times. And this has been the most difficult of times. But I'm not saying anything to you in these two things that I haven't said to you every week. I'm not saying anything to you that you haven't heard me say 1,000 times. But just because I say it, it doesn't make it easy, does it? It's not easy to always turn to God. And it's not always easy to hold on to hope. But there is one more salad course for us from the Hebrews writer. Encourage. Let us encourage one another. Turn to God to hold on to hope, and we encourage one another. The letter writer puts it like this. Let us consider how we may spur one another onwards with love and good deeds. Not giving up meeting together. Not giving up meeting together. Did you catch that? As some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another. I wonder, do you have someone who you walk this path with? Do you walk with another Christian, another apprentice to Jesus, a disciple of Jesus? Or are you trying to do it alone? Let me tell you, there should be no seekers of Jesus, no people who are investigating Jesus. There should be no followers of Jesus who are lone rangers. That is not the pattern that Jesus laid out. If you walk this life alone, then let me say to you, you need to seek help from others. Let us turn to God. Let us hold on in hope in Jesus, and let us do it together and encourage one another. Perhaps for you, that might be a small group of people, perhaps a home group or a life group, a group of people that meet regularly to encourage one another and to investigate and walk with Jesus. It's been my observation that the people that have done the best, that have fared well during this COVID pandemic, have been those people who are already in a home group or a life group, encouraging one another. You see, the answer to "we're back, now what?" was always going to be turn to Jesus, hold on to hope, encourage one another. It was always going to be based around Jesus, because we are Jesus people. We heard in our reading Jesus say, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit." So if you're wondering what the answer is, as I've already said, the answer is to recommit to Jesus. That's the answer to "we're back, now what?" Many people might tell you actually the answer to finding happiness in life, the answer to finding truth in life is in money or in sex or in cars or homes or career. But I tell you that they will fade. We've seen how that has happened to many people over the last 6 months. And it's been my experience that when I turned to Jesus and said, "You are my Lord," that is when I started finding fulfillment in life. That is when the hurts started to be healed. Sometimes, if I'm real with you, I catch myself turning back towards the idea of looking for hope in money and career and working at it. But I do that less and less as time goes on. And I turn back to Jesus, and I turn back to God, and I feel his pleasure as I do that. It gets easier for me now because, yes, I've been doing this for a while, but also because I am in a small group of people, a life group, who I walk with. You see, when one of us struggles and maybe turns away from God a little bit, the others remind them of the hope and encourage them to turn back to God. Can you imagine, friends, can you imagine what would happen if we in Bedhampton grew small groups of people who turned towards God, who had hope in Jesus and who encouraged one another? God's kingdom would explode here in Bedhampton as we loved one another, as people watched us and said, "What's going on there? I want a bit of that." And so I wonder, as I've been speaking about turning to God, having hope in Jesus and encourage one another, has God been nudging you? Has God's Spirit been giving you that little nudge in the ribs? Let me say, if he has, do something about it. Don't let it just drift off. Let me encourage you to have that hope and to move forward. If you want some help with that, just let me know. If you want to get into a small group, just let me know. I will make sure that happens. And if we do that, if we turn to God with hope in Jesus and encourage one another, the truthful answer to "we're back, now what will be, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.